Stripe helps many of the world's most influential companies grow their revenue and build a more profitable business. Whether it's Hertz making checkout a smooth ride for their customers, OpenAI answering unprecedented demand, or PGA chipping away at back office inefficiency, Stripe's financial infrastructure platform helps companies achieve ambitious goals. No matter what success looks like for your business, Stripe helps ensure the complexity of financial systems doesn't get in your way. Learn more at stripe.com.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, this will make you feel old. It's 20 years since the launch of Naked Camera on RTE, making a star of Jake Stevens, otherwise known, of course, as PJ Gallagher, nowadays co-host of Morning Glory on Radio Nova. PJ, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, yeah.
Jesus. I mean, 20 years.
20 years.
What age are you now?
50. I was 50 on Good Friday, which is, yeah. I don't know if that's the same.
But you don't. Well, now, I'm not blowing. You don't look 50, but I just, in my head, you're like 25.
Yeah, no, definitely not 25. Yeah. No, 50, yeah. So it's, so Naked Camera's 20 years old and I was 50 in the same week. So it was quite a celebration that week.
Yeah.
Because both of us are kind of old hat now. But it was like, it's just one of those things that kind of creeps up and those characters feel so long ago in one way.
Yeah. It wasn't supposed to be the show it was originally, is that correct?
No, definitely not. I mean, originally, there's somewhere in Dublin, there's a gangster I owe an awful lot to, because it was supposed to be originally a guy called Liam McGrath was going to make a documentary. I think it was for Prime Time at the time, and he bought all this hidden camera covert equipment to do this thing on drug land in the city, drugs in the city and the whole lot. And the guy pulled a gun on him. And he just had a baby and he just moved back from New York and he says, well, I'm not doing this anymore, and went and reviewed his contract to see what he could do with all this money or with all this equipment he bought. And he said, apparently at the time before GDPR, you could use hidden cameras for something that was newsworthy or something that was comedy. So he said, I'll try something comedic. And that's where Naked Camera came from. So if that guy didn't pull a gun, Jake Stevens never would have happened.
So thank you, Violent Criminal, if you're still with us. But like, you had to be doing stand-up, but you had you kind of given it up?
I was 10 years I was doing stand-up at that point. Yeah. And I was just going to give it up. When I got the call from Liam to audition for Naked Camera, I initially said no, because I was, honestly, I was like, hidden camera RTE, it probably won't be very funny.
We've all been there.
I've been doing stand-up for 10 years and that really hasn't worked out. So I decided, in my wisdom, I'm going to just go on a big bike trip around Europe, and then came home and realised I absolutely have nothing to do now and I have less money than what I did, you know, 6 months ago. So I asked them, could I audition if they were still doing it? And he said, yeah. And the audition was walking into the real estate agent with a big bag of cash and trying to buy an apartment for cash. And that ended up being the first sketch shown. And yeah, the rest, then the show just like, it just worked. I think it was just of the time, you know, that snapshot in Dublin before people had camera phones and before something weird happened and everyone went, where's the camera?
Yeah.
So we just caught that moment in time, I think.
And the characters, did they develop during the course of making the show, or, you know, were they all kind of pre-prepared?
Every single one of them was an accident. Every single one of them. Jake Stevens was based on this guy I used to work with, who I think didn't really like me very much. And genuinely, he was a guy I used to work on a building site, and he was one of these guys, he hated bad language, but he never wanted to talk about anything else but sex. So he would like look through newspapers and he'd go, oh well, look at her, I'd love to, and you're like, oh my god, I hate this, I hate this so much. I hate it so much. And we were supposed to do a different gag one day and it fell apart for one reason or another. And then we had this suit in a bag of reject clothes and put it on and I'll just try this guy I used to work with and see if there's anything in it. And that's how that happened. And the Dirty L one was, again, it was just another mistake on the day. And I argued so much not to put it in the show. I said, no one will ever find that funny. And it turned out being one of the biggest things for us that year. So you just never know.
You know, you never know. No, never and know. When you, with some of them, if you looked at some of them now, like there's films I was like, over the Christmas you watch, oh, I haven't seen that in 20 years. And they go, oh my God, it's completely racist, they're saying. Not that I'm saying you were, but you know what I mean?
I know there is some of the, you know. I think there is a bit of that, that you look at it now and go, oh, mate, like, would you make it today? No, probably not. Some of the stuff. I mean, that's what I think. It is very of its time. Like, it really is, you know. And I think I caught a Dublin that... Like, one thing I loved about it was the biggest character in the show was Dublin, you know. Now you do something with a camera and people go, they're immediately suspicious. Whereas then there was this aggressive helpfulness in the city. So you go up to someone, you put them in this stupid situation, like, where's my monkey? I lost my monkey. And sort of was like, what are you doing with a monkey in town in the first place, Paul? What are you doing? I haven't got time to be helping you with your monkey. But there was no suspicion, so they'd help you actively and give out to you the entire time. And that was lovely. It was just this unique thing. And I think that's probably lost now. And then people say, would you ever bring it back? But it's pointless. The world's different. It's, you know, it's gone. It's gone.
I assume you had to get people to sign release forms to be able to broadcast.
Yeah, you did. Well, at the time, before GDPR, if it was in a public place, you could show them anyway, but we just didn't want to.
Mm.
And because Dublin being Dublin, nobody was ever where they were supposed to be. So, you know, you would get a great gag and then someone would go, oh no, I'm on the dole, I'm not supposed to be working, you can't show that. Or, you know, you'd get a great gag at a betting shop and they're like, don't you dare show anyone that I'm betting, I'm supposed to be in work. So it was like, so you lost a lot that way, but that was fine. You know, it was all part. It was the nature of it. I think we filmed 760 gags over all the years, and we used like, I don't know, 150 or something. Like, so
crikey,
most of them never went anywhere.
But you know, sideline blackmail at some point in the future could be very handy. And you're still riding the bike.
Still riding bikes, yeah. Always will ride bikes. That's kind of my first passion and love. I only ever started telling jokes to
apart from kids, partner, family, all that stuff. Just, you know.
Well, like I said, a bit of that.
Yeah.
That's mad.
Yeah. But like this weekend, you're... Is it this weekend? You're going on 800 kilometres?
I've been going on the spin. I just spins as often as I can. I have a spin with my friends and with the club now this weekend. We'll probably do about 800 kilometres over the weekend, yeah.
Like in one go, or
it's gas. People say, what goes on in a motorcycle club? And it's all like, you know, they think they watch movies like Easy Rider, or they watch stuff on TV and they think it's drugs and drink or whatever. It's bourbon biscuits and petrol station sandwiches. It really is.
Yeah.
So we just stop, move, ride, chat, go to meet other guys, and you know, it's all very tame. Really,
and where would you go to in the country?
It really depends who else is around. Like, it's just an extension of when you were 10 and you all got in your bikes and went to your friend's house.
Yeah.
And if they were home, you left them there and you sat in your house and you played PlayStation.
Yeah.
And then you went home. It really is just an extension of that in middle ages. Yeah.
Right. So is it kind of like you're at home and you say, and going to my friend's house, and you come back 3 days later.
No, not quite. Especially not now with kids. No, it's more like, what are you doing Saturday? And then looking forward to seeing your friends and all that sort of stuff. I suppose when I realised at a point in my life, most of my friends were women as well. I was losing touch with a lot of my male friends. And then kind of, for me to hang out with the lads, I always needed a mission. You know, instead of just sitting there face to face and going, how are you getting on? It just didn't work.
Oh, that's a nightmare.
So if we go to football, or we go to a match, or we go and we ride a bike, we tend to stay together and be more communicative with each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is my way of doing that.
How old are the twins now?
20 months today, which is gas. Yeah. Because it feels like they're the worst behaved teenagers in the world. Yeah. People say time flies. It really doesn't. The longest 20 months.
Yeah. Well, because it's, you know, one is bad enough when they're babies and they have to be fed and everything. But when you're doing it in stereo.
Well, like you said, one is bad enough. One of them's great. to be honest. And it kind of is. Like, we've got one unicorn baby and she's amazing and she takes after our mother and she's predictable and she's brilliant and she's lovely and she's got good temperament. And then You've got one who's like me, and he's emotionally responsive, drama, hard work. We don't even keep him in a bed. We just put him in a cage with a blanket over it. And he's just hard work, and I think you get what you wear to a large extent. And And he's a great young lad. He's brilliant. He's great fun and all, but well, he's tough. Yeah, he's hard work. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it might get better. Oh, or it might get
worse. Well, everyone says switch. Everyone says it swaps over eventually. So
yeah. Well, you know, you don't know. But going back to Jake, you are going to bring Jake back. Is it next Monday or
just for like a half an hour? It's 20 years. I really don't think anyone's going to remember Naked Camera in another 20 years.
Oh, go away.
In another 20 years, I don't think so.
No.
And it's been 20 years, so we're just for a slight celebration on Monday morning, we're going to do like a half an hour in character and all that. And because it hasn't been done since. And yeah, just to have a bit of fun with it and then sort of say farewell. I'll get rid of the suit then for good.
And what's Jake on? Is he like going to present the program? Yeah. The gym kind of thing instead of you?
For maybe a half an hour. It might be terrible. That's what I'm terrified of.
It might be great. And then there'll be this huge pressure on you to do it like once a week.
That'll never. No, this is it. This is definitely it. It'll be just a one-off bit to celebrate.
I bet you'll get a huge reaction. PJ, thanks so much for coming on to us today. PJ Gallagher, everyone.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.